Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. The Word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the path, the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now, they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I was in a conversation this past week that reminded me of the power of remembered music. I found myself recalling the ways that certain songs can transport me to moments, to experiences, to emotions in my life. Fleetwood Mac, Rumors. Steely Dan. Joe Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way. But also Holst and Elgar. So many choral works, being a preacher's kid, I have to admit that hymns and even liturgy have this evocative power. Maybe others have the same kind of experience. What happens for me is that it becomes incredibly difficult to separate the music, the song, from the moment and the emotion. Certain scripture does a similar thing for me. Sometimes the scripture evokes the song that made it familiar to me. Sometimes the scripture evokes that first time I really heard the import of what it spoke to and for me. Other times I hear scripture and realize I had never really heard it before, even knowing that it's been in the Bible all along and it's been in the lectionary often for pretty much my whole life. Today is one of those days. You see, when I hear Isaiah's proclamation to the people who are recovering from the ravages of Babylonian captivity, well, I hear it first on the lips of Jesus, as Luke tells us that Jesus read it in his hometown synagogue and announced that it has been fulfilled in your hearing. Some call it Jesus' inaugural address. For Luke's telling of Jesus' ministry, these words become a declaration of his call. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of rescue from our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion. These are powerful words for that people crawling out of the horror of destruction and devastation, facing the fundamentally daunting task of rebuilding everything they had lost. These are gift. Gene Tucker cautions in the New Interpreter's Bible that this good news is not necessarily for all the people. He encourages us to take care that we hear Isaiah for the word spoken in its time and place. He invites an almost impossible task of dissociating this announcement from the lips of Jesus, where I and maybe others immediately move when I hear them. Tucker argues that, in fact, this announcement is to that subset of the community, those who mourn in Zion, reaching back into earlier proclamation in Isaiah to speak to this group who are, well, regrouping. Tucker suggests that there is a specific group of people who are repentant, who seek a new way of relationship with God. These are the ones who have a mission. You see, hearing this announcement on Jesus' lips makes it sound like a call to ministry. It is particularly true in the way Luke's story situates it. Yet Tucker takes care to move beyond the notion of call to these being an announcement of mission. For the prophet and for the repentant ones who align themselves with God's vision and mission. Isaiah later announces what God's mission is. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and iniquity. In my faithfulness, I will reward them and make an everlasting covenant with them. And in response, Isaiah reports, I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in God. I wonder if this is not a pattern for Advent anticipation. As the people of God, this congregation hears its mission: bring good news, proclaim liberty, proclaim jubilee, provide for those in greatest need. The mission is to serve the world in such a way that God's love and forgiveness help the oppressed and the crushed move beyond the devastation and desolation. Having heard the mission, then this people of God are called to love justice. This mission for justice is not about making sure people get what they deserve, but rather is not about punishment and retribution so much as it is about rescue, restoration, and life. It is about rebuilding community in light of God's commitment to care for the least among us, the poor, the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, the sick, the lonely. In response to God's activity, both on behalf of those who have come through this community for the benefit of the whole world, we delight greatly in the Lord. Our soul rejoices in God. In the words of one colleague this week, what if Advent is not just about waiting and expecting what comes from God, but is also about what God is awaiting and expecting of the faithful? May that be our song in this Advent season of waiting and watching. May this song evoke in each one gathered here action for justice that restores faithful community.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.